We have lots more to do, as I said. And coming up, we're going to hear an OTL live-to-tape report.
Beautiful.
With the OTL roving microphone. I took it out recently. And I talked to a guy by the name of Will Byington. Really cool guy. And he lives in Wrigleyville, actually, not too far from where we're at right now. He lives very close to the ballpark. And he has a book called We Are Cubs Fans, and we're going to learn about that right now. And he has a party coming up at Harry Carey's. It's a book release party, and it's happening in 2 weeks, Friday, August the 15th at 7:30 p.m. You can go to wearecubsfans.com to learn more information. But stay tuned. We'll roll that tape right now of my interview with Will Byington. We'll hear some more music from Rockstar Club here on Outside the Loop Radio on 88.7 WLUW. So you can't get really closer to Wrigley Field than Will Byington. We are standing here on his porch right across the street from Wrigley Field. The Cubs are playing right now, and the Cubs are winning, which is a good thing. Will, first of all, thanks for having me over.
Hey, thanks for coming. Enjoy the... let's let the truck go by.
And we're having a beer.
Now the interview is starting off well.
No problem. You are the... publisher, author of this book called We Are Cubs Fans. You were the photographer,
yes,
primarily.
Yes.
I guess the author really, and this is the cool part about your book, the authors are the people, are the fans themselves.
And what's funny about that, Mike, is everybody, it's so funny. When I had the idea, I live, as you said, you can't get much closer. My front door, on the lease, when I moved into my apartment, on the lease said that the front door of our building is 461 feet from home plate.
So you are 461 feet from home plate.
461 feet from home plate. As we stand here, you look across the street, there's the big yellow foul pole in right field. And you figure that's 353, so about 100 more feet across the street. And here you are at my front door. And I've lived here for 4 years on the street. And I kind of started figuring that last year, it started late last year, that there's so many characters, there's so many personalities who come to games day in, day out. Every day there's everybody from Ronnie Woo Woo to the full shilling hot dog guy to, you know, the bucket boys to just your average Cubs fan. The ones who wear the uniform, you know, wear the costumes, the ones who everybody who brings a sign, whether you're coming to your first game or you're 87, you know, you've been coming for 87 years. And so I started taking pictures last fall, and I did it for the last homestand or two. I kind of started putting it together, and it really, you know, capturing, trying to document the faces of Wrigley.
And you're documenting the fans, the people, like you said, the characters who hang out in Wrigleyville during the Cubs season. And really, that's what makes, I think, the Cubs a special team, is because of the fans, the diehard fans, the people who are loyal to this team and who make up that crazy fan base.
And that's what's beautiful. Is so to answer your question also, and you said this, you know, so I took the pictures and started capturing them. And as I kind of put that together, and I first did it thinking, oh, maybe I could get an art show at a gallery. You know, and I'm like, well, one, nobody's really going to buy a picture of Ronnie Woo Woo, although they might.
They might.
And I kind of said, you know, okay, let's do this as a coffee table book. And I started putting together a list. I thought, this would be great, and let's get a foreword, you know, by Ron Santo. And I said, well, you know, I'm just a jabroni photographer, lives in the neighborhood, likes to go to games. You know, I might not be able to get Ron Santo to do it. So I started saying, okay, what about Vince Vaughn? And I said, well, if he won't do it, you know, John Cusack. Okay, well, if he won't do it, Joe Mantegna. You know, if he won't do it, well, I know Lynn Bramer from XRT. Maybe I can get him to do it. You know, and I started making a list of, all of a sudden, 60 names saying who could do the forward. And then I kind of woke up one day and I said, why just get one? Why not get all of them? And then it really evolved from there, and I said, well, you know, it's cool to get celebrities, and celebrity sells in today's day and age. But let's get everybody from the celebrities, from Joe Mantegna and Dutchie Carey, who are both in the book, to let's get a 6-year-old to write what the Cubs mean to them. Let's get a 96-year-old to write what the Cubs mean to you. And so I started compiling stories through word of mouth, through, you know, publicity in Chicago, and got some amazing stories from all walks of life, all ages, everything from the joy of being a Cubs fan to the heartbreak.
And that's, I think, wonderful. One of the great aspects about the book is that you asked for submissions, not from only celebrities, like you said, but from the people. And in the book, in addition to some really incredible photographs, you have these submissions written on pieces of paper. Some were emailed to you about what the Cubs mean to these fans. And that's a special bond, I think.
Well, and what's cool about it, and I can't tell you, I didn't know I was going to end up crying like a baby as I put this together. And I can't tell you, and we all know, we've all been Cubs fans for life. So you know about heartbreak. But I can't tell you, I ended up getting a lot of stories like, well, my dad was a Cubs fan and now he's dead. You know, my wife was a Cubs fan and now she's dead.
Right.
You know, so I'm just hoping to see one win before I die.
Right.
You know, or the Cubs got me through cancer. You know, I got a fantastic story that actually didn't make the final cut of Volume 1, but I'm saving it for Volume 2 and more. I got a fantastic story of a girl who said her dad was a lifelong Sox fan. Her, you know, his family converted him to be a Cubs fan. They converted him over. And the last thing they did as a family was they went to a game in 2003 before he died of colon cancer. And you're reading this and you're like, wow. And then you're like, oh. You know, it's just painful.
You have the heartbreak stories, but you also have a lot of funny stories in the book. I want to talk about the photographs because, like I said, they're really great photographs in this book. There are a lot of street pictures. There's some pictures that take place inside the park. Of course, all people, all fans. And you have a picture I saw in there, and I've always wondered about this place. The Budweiser house across the street from Wrigley Field. I believe it's on Waveland.
On Waveland.
You actually went in there and took a picture of a guy from the point of view of the Budweiser house. And for those of you who don't know, I'm sure you've seen it on TV, or maybe you've seen it when you come to the park. It's across the street. It's on Waveland. It's this house. The entire roof is a Budweiser billboard, basically, with windows. What goes on in there?
You know what? What's cool and what's sad is the Budweiser house, since that picture was taken, has actually been sold. And there's rumors of what's going to happen there. But the house has been sold. But literally, it's the way rooftops used to be. And what's cool is the gentleman who owned it up until recently, his dad or his parents had bought the Budweiser house in 1940 or 41. And it's literally the way the rooftops used to be. And it's literally just like, you know, and there's one rooftop literally behind the Budweiser house that isn't a rooftop. They don't charge. And the people who live in the building can take folding chairs and go sit on the rooftop and watch the game. And that's the way the rooftops used to be. Inside the Budweiser house, literally, it's windows. And it's like a skybox from 1936. And what's beautiful about it is when the guy bought the Budweiser house, his dad bought it in 1940. 41. There are bleachers that are up in there that were literally there when they bought the house in 1941. So there are these bleachers from the 30s, maybe from the 20s, and you're sitting in there, just sitting there chilling, watching the Cubs game.
Wow, that is incredible. And that's just one picture of many in the book, We Are Cubs Fans, by Will Byington. And Will, I gotta say, congratulations, first of all, because this is a self-published book.
Yes.
And this is a project that you, I know you've been talking about. I've run into you a couple times at our favorite hangout, Tunes. I've talked about it on this show before. It's no secret that
Southport and Byron.
Yeah, well, trust me. Listeners of Outside the Loop know about Tunes. But really, it's been a labor of love for you. And we should also say that you are a very accomplished photographer. Plug your website.
Thank you. It's the website for the book, if you want to find out more about the book, is wearecubsfans.com. So wearecubsfans.com for the book. You can also check out my photography. You can link to it through there, but willbyington.com.
There you go. Will, congratulations. Again, wearecubsfans.com. Go to that website right now. We'll link up to it on our website, too.
It's also available on Amazon and at select Wrigleyville locations as well.
And if you, of course, walk by across the street from the right field foul pole and you see Will on the front porch just hawking his books, come over and say hi. Will, thanks so much. Thanks for the beer.
Hey, no problem. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs. WeAreCubsFans.com. Again, is that website, WeAreCubsFans.com. And coming up 2 weeks from today,
yes, sir,
Friday, August the 15th, 7:30 p.m. inside Harry Carey's in Wrigleyville, the book release party for We Are Cubs Fans. So that's happening in just a couple weeks. Thanks so much for listening to Outside the Loop Radio. This has been show number 97 here on 88.7 WLUW. I'm your host, Mike Steven.
And I'm your executive producer, Andy Herman.